Michelle Gardner joining us, Arizona State beat writer for the Arizona Republic. And Michelle, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us. How you been?
Busy, but it's that time of year. You know the drill.
Yeah, so I guess, explain that a little bit. I mean, you've been probably at Big 12 Conference Media Days for basketball, so you're trying to, balance that. How do you handle it?
Well, it wasn't as bad this year as years past because Media Days, which were Tuesday and Wednesday, and I left obviously on Monday. In the past, I've had that sandwiched between two football road games, which is pure chaos. But at least this year, it was sandwiched between two home games, so it makes it a little bit easier to deal with.
Right. Nationally rated Arizona State football team now hosting Houston this upcoming weekend. That's why we're talking with Michelle today. Michelle, Arizona State gets the ranking following the big victory over Texas Tech. I guess tell me a bit about, that victory. I don't think, with Sam Levitt returning, I'm sure maybe there were some people predicting that, but Texas Tech had looked like a class on its own in the Big 12 until that game.
Unbelievable. I didn't think... We were prepared for a bloodbath. 2 days before the game, we find out that the center, their number two center, went down and was not going to play. So they were literally down to their number three center, who was a former walk-on, who literally hasn't played at all against Texas Tech. And that being only the latest, injury problem and whatnot. So I just thought it was going to be a bloodbath. I didn't think that there was any way that ASU's line could stand up to their defense. Who thought that anybody could stop them defensively? ASU just played a brilliant, and I guess that's the only word to describe it, a brilliant defensive game. And you start with the time of possession where ASU had the ball 15 minutes longer than Texas Tech. Keep the ball, they can't score, right? So,
right.
And I think that the best thing about it, or a big thing about it, was that ASU stopped them on the first three drives. They needed to set a tone. I think the worst thing that could have happened is Texas Tech comes out and scores and runs the ball right down the field. Now you're kind of playing an uphill game type of thing. But for ASU to stop them on three straight drives right out of the gate, I think that was a real confidence builder, and I think that was one of the big keys of the game.
Yeah. I think nationally people started to really tune into that game there probably in the second half at some point and started paying attention to, Arizona State making this run. Of course, Texas Tech, takes the lead late, but Arizona State has the quick answer there. I guess speak to, what you've seen throughout the year as a whole, for those that maybe haven't paid as much attention to Arizona State as you have with your job there, coming off the 42-10 loss to Utah, lost earlier to Mississippi State as well, a couple of other tight victories. I mean, what has been kind of the driver of the Arizona State season as a whole?
Sam Levitt and Jordan Tyson. I mean, both phenomenal players. When Sam gets the ball back with 2 minutes left and he needs a drive, Sam... it flips into action, and I call him kind of Sammy Swag because he's kind of got that swag about him. He's got that confidence. And when he gets the ball back with 2 minutes left, it's almost scary. He just focuses and he hits another level. And then when you've got Jordan Tyson out there, and unfortunately he won't be playing this week, I guess fortunate for Houston, unfortunate for ASU, they've just got a connection. They might be the best quarterback wide receiving combination in the country. And I think the one thing people forget, and I'm not saying that with ASU that, Levitt was the whole difference against Utah, him not playing. But what happens is I think a confidence of a team takes a hit when you find out your quarterback can't play.
Yeah, no doubt. And then obviously with Levitt back, he makes it a different program. And, we saw that and what he could do last year, and certainly that continued there in that matchup this past Saturday. Now, quick turnaround. I mean, Saturday is Saturday like anybody else, but hosting Houston, another pretty good team coming in, although Houston hasn't necessarily, played the type of schedule that Arizona State has yet to this point. But what are some things through your research, diving in between your, media interviews there from the basketball perspective, what have you seen with Houston that you've been able to find out about?
Well, my understanding is they're more of a very execution-based offense. Wegman's not going to throw for maybe 300 yards like some of these quarterbacks in the Big 12 this year, but he executes and the offense executes. And maybe they don't have the flashy big plays that some schools have, but they execute and they put together drives. So I think that's what makes it an interesting game. And another kind of side note here, that people not in Arizona probably don't realize, every game that ASU has played this year has been against a zero loss or a one loss team.
Wow.
Okay, now look at the schedule, and I don't know if it gets much harder than at Baylor, TCU, and then Utah and Texas Tech back-to-back.
Right.
That's just brutal, and I think that that's one reason ASU is as banged up as they are right now. I don't know how they're going to put a linebacking group out there. Like, it's, they are so banged up, and I think that's just the result of the physical nature of those two games back-to-back. So, you know, I would think that I would have picked ASU easily. I hate to say easily at home, but they haven't lost at home in almost 2 years. You know, and again, I think the level of competition too, I think what Houston has done is amazing, and it's great, great turnaround. But I did look at the level of competition, and it's kind of, I hate to say not even close, but it's not. I mean, and with ASU, they've got some, I don't want to say gimme games, but they've got some easier games later on, but they're later on. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got to get through Houston, and then they've got it at Iowa State before they get to West Virginia and Colorado. But ASU is just very, very injured. I'll be interesting to see what happens when the injury report comes out in the next tonight and then tomorrow, because the linebacking unit in particular is, I mean, they've got one player that's out for the year, and they've got three on the injury report listed as questionable. So that literally puts you down to your, like, fourth guy. Mm-hmm. And then Xavier Alford at safety, he's out for probably the year. He's been replaced by Adrian Wilson, and Adrian Wilson's been phenomenal. Maybe the best player. Wilson and Keith Abney have been the best two players on this defense all year, and Wilson may not play. So that's your backup to the starter, and he may not play. So I just think it's a product of just the who wants to play Texas Tech, Utah back-to-back. And that's why you see a number of players on the injury report.
Yeah, so I guess Michelle, again, we're talking with Michelle Gardner, who is the Arizona State beat writer and working for Arizona Republic. So, Michelle, my question would be, and what I think maybe it makes this more intriguing than it would be in any other week, you know, you've alluded to it, following Utah with Texas Tech, two physical teams. Now you turn your attention to Houston. Is there a potential for a letdown here?
I don't think so, because I think that if you look at the games ASU has played, every time they've had a loss, they've had a big win. And I don't think that letdown is the word, because I think, I just don't see this team having that mindset, and Kenny Dillingham isn't going to let them have that kind of mindset. And I think they've seen how vulnerable that they can be when they maybe have a lapse, like the loss to Mississippi State, which I don't think that's as bad a loss as people might have thought it was 6 weeks ago. So, you know, and the Utah, I think the Utah was a wake-up call, because then after the post game on Saturday, the word embarrassed was used at least a dozen times. They were embarrassed. They were humiliated. And I think that nobody was surprised they lost at Utah without Sam Levitt. People were surprised at the manner of the victory, like the fact that their defense was – Utah ran right over their defense, ran roughshod over their defense. And they've been so good defensively, and they've been very good against the run, and to see that happen was shocking. So I think that if there was ever a tone that maybe there could, you know, be a letdown, I think they're going to think back to that Utah game and say, guys, let's not get humiliated, because they – humiliated and embarrassed were the two words that they used after the Utah game. And when you see the intensity that their defense came out with in the first few minutes against Texas Tech, that pretty much tells you all you need to know. And then the other thing I don't think people realize is that in the last 2 years, how well ASU has done in Big 12 play, two of the losses were without Sam Levitt.
Yeah.
Okay, so last year, the only game that they lost with Sam Levitt in Big 12 play was at Texas Tech. And this year, the only one that they lost without Sam Levitt was, you know, the Utah game. So Like I said, he's just got that swag, and I think, you know, with him out there, they just have the utmost confidence that he's going to make a play.
Right. Before I let you go, Michelle, I don't know if you do predictions or not, but do you have one for this Saturday night? Again, Arizona State, a seven-point favorite.
I put 34-28 ASU. That may or may not change depending on, you know, what the availability reports. I think without Tyson, it's going to be interesting. Jaron Hamilton stepped up in a big way, big way last week. So I think Hamilton maybe might be the guy without Tyson. But ASU, like I said, they haven't lost at home in nearly 2 years. And they've just, and the other thing that's notable, I don't know that this game is a sellout yet, but so far it's been four sellouts and four home dates for ASU. Mm-hmm. And nobody here remembers the last time that happened.
Right. Arizona State beat writer Michelle Gardner for the Arizona Republic. Arizona State and Houston on Saturday nights in a Big 12 matchup. Michelle, thanks a lot for the time. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the game, all right?
Anytime.